This interview is brought to you by The Exchange, your West Point PX, a place to go to score big with military issues, pricing, and tax-free savings. Stop by your West Point Exchange to find out more. From coast to coast, Americans continue celebrating the Olympic gold medals that Team USA has won over Canada in ice hockey. Because he has a Canadian father who has played in the NHL, perhaps Jacob Biron has the most unique perspective of any current hockey player at West Point. We thank him for joining us. First question, what was it like on the bus Sunday morning watching the men's final?
Thank you for having me. It was absolutely incredible. I mean, that video that we were able to capture of our reaction, I was in the front of the bus and my feed was a little bit behind. So I got to hear the cheers behind me first. I kind of turned around and then I watched Jack Hughes score on my phone. And I mean, everybody was really excited except for one person in particular, Riley McVay on the bus. But I will say, like, it was a really awesome game to watch. It was, I think everybody had a true pride of being an American watching that game. So yeah, it was absolutely incredible.
Your father wasn't born until after the Summit Series, but he grew up with the Canada Cup and the rivalry that Canada had with the Soviet Union. Based on what he's told you about those days, is it possible that this hockey rivalry between the U.S. and Canada is now more intense than that one?
I mean, I think it's definitely getting there. Best on best hockey, especially what you saw with the four nations with the three fights in the first 9 seconds of that game. Like, I think the rivalry's always been there, and I think it's as amplified as ever. But I don't think anything touches the Canada Cup series with the USSR. Like, Canada and the Russians, that they were so good, and it was the best players to ever play the game with Gretzky and Lemieux and Tretiak and like all those guys that were in that series. Like, I think the U.S. and Canada rivalry still has a little bit to go to get there, but I think it definitely has the potential to.
In the past, you've compared your approach to playing net to that of Connor Hellebuyck. What allowed him to have what many would call the game of his life against Canada?
I mean, I think everybody always questioned his ability to have the big time game, right? Like, we saw after the Four Nations last year, everybody questioned, is Hellebuyck the guy? Should they go to Ottinger? Should they go to Swayman? And then I think he just had a calming presence in the net. And I mean, everybody knows that Hellebuyck is a capable goalie. He's a back-to-back Vezina winner, right? So I personally had full confidence in Hellebuyck playing in the tournament. I thought he was the best goalie. And I mean, he just had a calming presence in the net that, like, even me watching at home, I was like, okay, we're winning because we have this guy in net.
How much does it help the growth of ice hockey here in the U.S. to have a women's game and a women's win against Canada that was just as epic?
I think it does a lot for both the men's and women's game. I think the women's game is going to grow so much. I mean, it's already grown so much in the last 15 years with the rivalry with Canada. I think the best we can see how much it's going to grow is we look after 1980 with the miracle and how much USA Hockey grew the game after that. I feel like it's going to be a very similar response with youth hockey for both the men's and the women's game, that it's gonna grow quite a bit in the next couple years.
Back to last week. At the end of overtime last Saturday, J.J. Cattaro channeled his inner Steve Shields and got involved in whatever you want to call that. Did it ever cross your mind that you may have to go in there for the shootout if you went too far?
I knew J.J. was going to be smart, and he was a rock for us all weekend, right? We don't win the games that we did this past weekend without JJ, right? So I knew JJ was going to be smart and not take it too far. He's having a little fun. So it never crossed my mind. I was fully there to support JJ, and I know Gus is there as well to support JJ to get that win done.
How did it feel to repeat the same type of celebration from a year ago in that locker room after it was all over?
It was incredible. I can't believe, like, they posted that video of Dylan Wegner's shootout goal, how similar it was to last year's. The exact same move, the exact same celebration, and the exact same result. It was absolutely incredible to see the reaction in the locker room a year apart. It was incredible. Like, I was so happy to be a part of it this year. It was an unbelievable experience. Unbelievable.
This team knows it'll face Niagara in the playoffs for the third straight year. What does it have to do this weekend against Sacred Heart to ensure this time the Purple Eagles have to come here?
I like our matchup against Sacred Heart. Every time we have a game or a series against them, it has a lot of emotion. It has a lot of intensity. I think when it comes to intensity, we're the more intense team. I feel like we can manage our emotions better. So I personally am very confident in everything that, but we have to play as a team. We have to continue to play the way we did in Air Force. We have to move the puck, get behind their goal line, go to work.
Do you know what your plans are for the summer, sir?
Yes, so somewhat. So it's not, nothing's official set in stone yet. But it looks like I will be a platoon sergeant for CFT2. So I'm excited for that. That'll be an interesting experience. And then I believe, like I said, nothing's set in stone just yet, but I believe I have an IAD, an internship lined up with Moog Inc., which is like they do work with Lockheed Martin and stuff like that. I'm going to be working with a group that's developing a new aircraft for the military. And it's, funnily enough, in my hometown of East Aurora. It's down the road from my house. So I'll be home for that and get to train and skate and do everything while also doing my internship.
You're going to have a lot of fun this summer, Jake. Thanks for joining us, sir, and best of luck down the stretch.
Thank you.
We thank Jacob Biron for joining us during the first intermission tonight. Back inside Tate Rink after this break. It's our West Point Hockey on the Varsity Network from Learfield.